This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is very, very timely all the time. It's about metabolic acidosis, and it's a fascinating topic. And joining me to discuss this common occurrence in the human body, and she's going to talk a lot more about it, is Susan Smith-Jones. She's a favorite guest that I have on my show. Whenever I have her, the lines are always busy, and people just email me afterwards about all the wonderful information that she shares. And today will be no different than any of those shows. It's a very valuable, it's a very timely topic. It's a topic that certainly impacts the health and well-being of the body. And as always, Susan is just a wealth of information. And she's going to be sharing that today on how we can deal with this common occurrence and be able to take this information and use it to improve your health. Now, always with Susan, I love it as a guest. She's willing to take calls. So what we're going to be doing is talking about metabolic acidosis. And then the both of us are going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then, of course, international callers, you can call us also at 877-230-3062. Just put in your international calling code before you dial. If you're not in my database to receive emailings, I'm going to encourage you to do so, because I've got so many things that are going to be happening after the first of the year. And this way you'll be able to stay in contact with me and be able to find out all the things that I have coming up and some new classes that I'm going to be offering, some new webinars, and then also some new ebooks that I've been working on to get them online. So we've got a lot going on. So if you're not in the database, just go to my website, www.Reitberger.com, and then just on the left hand side of the home page down at the bottom, just click on Contact Carol, and then that will put you in the database, and then you can get updated on all the things that I have coming down the line as far as offerings, from more information, how to look at medical illnesses, and then how to be able to improve the health of your body. I know Susan's going to be talking about that. Her website is kind of my model of the things that I'm looking to move towards. So just wealth of information. So again, please go in and get into my database, www.Reitberger.com. Also, I know that Christmas is just around the corner, and if you're like me, you're down into those final countdown days of trying to figure out what you're going to give those special people in your life. And what I'd like to do is offer you a completely different maybe suggestion or a gift that you had been thinking about, and that's one of my Soulful Connection bracelets. These bracelets are actually half and half bracelets. One half is a combination of beautiful pearls and beads and so forth, and then the other half is a combination of 13 different charms. Each charm has a very symbolic meaning, has a little bit of a story behind it, and the purpose of this bracelet is to connect you, if you purchase it for yourself, deeper with your soul, so you can help use it to be able to guide you in the direction and the changes that you want to make in your life. And they're wonderful gifts to be able to give to other special people in your life as it deepens your soul connection with them as well. There is actually a audio download on the site, www.Reitberger.com. There's a moving slide at the top of the page called Soulful Connection Bracelets. Click on that. It'll take you to the page, and there's an audio download that tells you the story about how these bracelets were basically channeled to me from the standpoint of my celestial helpers, and saying, as we move into 2014, the year of healing on a higher level, then the connection with the soul will be very important to deepen that connection. And so that story is right there, as well as all the symbolic meanings of those 13 different charms. So again, just go to my website, www.Reitberger.com, and click on the Soulful Connection bracelet icon. interesting. When the show's in, Susan and I have a chance right afterwards to email each other. And Susan emailed me after the last show I had her on a couple months ago, and she said, would I be interested in doing a show on metabolic acidosis? Well, boy, I just jumped on that one immediately because I know as a medical intuitive, the health ramifications that really occur as a result of this common occurrence. I mean, it's something that at some point in time, all of us experience it. And what it can do is it can lead to chronic illness. It can lead to inflammation. And so when she said this topic, I said, oh my gosh, this is something that really is important for us to talk about, especially as we're preparing for the 2014 energy and everything. So she emailed me all of these wonderful suggestions and things for us to talk about. Again, wealth of information, but I want to tell you a little bit about Susan. If you're new to the show today, she's a woman that has three ordinary names, Smith, Susan, Smith, and Jones. And that always makes me chuckle whenever I hear that, because when I first met Susan at a Hay House event, she introduced herself as Susan Smith Jones, and I thought, oh my gosh, those are really, it's an interesting combination of names. And then as ordinary as they are, the more I talked to her, the more I realized how extraordinary she really is. And Susan has really made many contributions to the field of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and living a balanced life. For starters, she's taught students and staff and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally and is a frequent radio and TV host because of her information and her warmth and how she connects with people, and she's also a motivational speaker. Now, on top of all that, she's the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss. Love it. Have given it to many, many of my family members and my friends. And then also The Joy Factor, again, another one. And then Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Outside Rejuvenation Makeover. Susan's going to be talking to us about metabolic acidosis. And then what she's going to also be doing is sharing with you more information about her website and all of the things that she can really offer you that can give you a holistic perspective of how to deal with the health and wellness of the body. So, Susan, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Carol. I love being with you. You know that.
I do, and likewise. It's absolutely mutual. Well, you know, as I said, I know as a medical intuitive that this acidosis problem, and I'm going to have you talk about that, is really a common occurrence that happens in the body. But sometimes people get into a place that they get a chronic acidosis process in the body, and most of them aren't even aware of it, correct?
Most aren't. And doctors never talk to you about it. And when you eat richer foods, like most people do, during the holidays, you become even more acidic. And so I'll talk about why being acidic is not good for your body. I'll talk about the pH, what it means, and how to bring more alkalinity into your body. Bottom line is, everything you eat, depending on the mineral composition of the food, is either acid or alkaline. Once the food is digested, a little ash results. And again, depending on the mineral composition, it's acid or alkaline. For us to be vibrantly healthy, scientists now know we need to have 80% of our diet from alkaline-forming foods and 20% from acid. But most people eat exactly the opposite. They eat 80% acid-forming foods, 20% alkaline. And what happens is there's a shift, and I bet 98% of you listening to this, it's called an acidic shift within the body, and it's caused by, and I'll before the hour's up, I'll go into the specifics of the foods that cause the acidic shift, but it's also caused by medication, lack of exercise, stress, a toxic body, and of course the foods would be those diets rich in meats, simple carbs, processed grains, dairy, coffee, caffeinated teas, soda pops, real big on creating more acidity in the body, alcohol, and even depression and negative thoughts cause this acidic shift. And you see this highly acidic diet and lifestyle that people have lived for years and decades has now created a medical condition called metabolic acidosis. So acidosis in the body taxes the organs and the systems as it tries to rid itself of this acidic waste. And some, of course, some acids are filtered through the kidneys and the colon. Some are excreted via the sweat, but many acids remain in the system. And, you know, being more acidic means you have a different reading on the pH balance scale. And what is pH? I should probably just tell you what that is first.
Thank you.
Yeah, pH, the word pH, it's an acronym. It's not really a word, but the letters. It's an acronym which means the power of hydrogen. And the scale goes from 1 to 14. And 7 right in the middle is considered to be neutral, and 1 to 6.9 is the acid side, so the lower numbers are the acid, and above 7 is alkaline. So our blood needs to be maintained at 7.365, so just remember 7.3 or 7.4, in order to maintain health. Similarly, our temperature needs to be maintained at what, Carol?
I think it's, what, 97 point something?
You're close, 98.6.
90.6.
Yeah,
98.6. Sorry, I'm always on the low side, so that's norm.
Yeah, right. And so when it moves, when that temperature moves even a little bit, we're affected, you know, like a few little numbers. And the same with the blood, because it maintains itself at a very delicate balance of 7.365, just like our temperature at 98.6. But health is always maintained when we can maintain an alkaline balance in our bodies. And so what happens if your pH changes even ever so slightly? It affects all the internal fluids in our body, increases or decreases in the pH, denatures enzymes, harm many metabolic processes, and can result in serious health consequences. And it affects our tissues, our organs, our nervous system, our brain. And the normal range of pH of the urine, of your urine, fluctuates from 4.5 to 8. And you see your urine pH, and I'll tell you how you test it very inexpensively. You don't need to go to a doctor to do this. The urine pH is a good screening test to help predict a variety of disease states in the body. Because, as I said, Carol, the diet has a huge influence on the pH of the urine and the body's pH throughout the day. And the first morning urine pH test is the only pH test worth doing. And all you need to do is go to a pharmacy or a drugstore or, you know, some place like that. And you get, and it costs just a few dollars, get the, you know, the little litmus strips.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can take a pregnancy test? Well, you get these little strips, and you pee on it, and then you compare it to the colors on the box. And so the first morning urine tells you, not the second or third time you pee, but the first will tell you what the kidneys are doing. And remember that the kidneys do their work overnight, and the urine produced in the morning is usually a little acidic. But to neutralize the acidic waste, you want to drink alkaline water and eat an alkaline diet, get more sleep, exercise. This is all imperative. Otherwise, the sodium, magnesium, and calcium, these are the alkaline minerals, are depleted, and the body, and if you become too acidic, like many people are, the body begins to steal calcium from the bones to neutralize the acidity in your body, neutralize all this acidic waste in the kidneys. And in severe cases, Carol, what will happen if you steal too much calcium from your bones to neutralize the acidic waste? You'll get what?
Osteoporosis.
Exactly. So in people who are not drinking alkaline water and eating a good alkaline diet, the pH of the urine tends to be more acidic. So control of the pH, in other words, changing your body from being more acidic to more alkaline, is crucial in the management of so many diseases. And so here's the bottom line. Acidosis is a condition in which there's too much acid in the body fluids. And I'll talk in a moment about doing the holistic approach and why these body fluids are so important. So when the acid begins to build up and your pH falls, your blood pH falls, because we have different fluids in the body. We're talking about the blood pH falls below 7.35. This condition then weakens all the systems in the body and creates an environment conducive to disease. And a neutral body maintains enough alkaline reserves to prevent the acidic shift within the body. But when the body is acidic, the alkaline reserves are depleted and the body becomes weakened. So, Carol, when clients come to see me and they have a hard time with losing weight or they have gout, and I'm going to go through a number of symptoms that 98% of the time show me that they're over-acidic, I make sure the first thing they do is go get litmus paper and let me know what their morning pH is with the first urine test. But if you get frequent headaches, chronic fatigue, brain fog, all kinds of itises like arthritis, rheumatitis, if you really have a hard time losing weight and keeping it off, poor circulation, nausea, heartburn, all kinds of indigestion, hard time sleeping, diarrhea, thinning hair and hair loss, leaky gut, constipation, you know, irritable bowel, indigestion, heartburn, these are all signs that your body is too acidic.
You know, it's interesting because as I was listening to you, when I said that my temperature is usually 97.8, I have always, since I've gotten into this field, realized that in that lower temperature, I am constantly in a state of having to be mindful of acidosis.
Yeah.
And what I found is that in that process, as you said, in my own body, is that with that acidosis, I have to be very mindful every meal, everything I put in my mouth, to be sure that I get enough alkalinity to be able to build up the reserves or to have it there. So when I get in that, that acidic state. So when you mentioned temperature, I thought, oh, my gosh, those two just actually go hand in hand because, of course, the thyroid is involved in it. And there's a whole bunch of kind of a long-term effects to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is. And I'm going to give you a metaphor now to help make all this really clear. First of all, remember that all junk foods, hot dogs, beer, foods made with white sugar, white flour, artificial flavorings, colorings, they all increase acidity. So do all animal products, soda pops, alcohol, and anything with caffeine in it. Now, and as I mentioned, that your body does everything possible to help maintain the delicate balance of the pH of 7.365. So here's a really good metaphor that I thought of the other day. And by the way, I wrote a detailed article about all of this. And if you go to SusanSmithJones.com and you go to the navigation bar where it says articles, the second one is all about the importance of alkalizing and revitalizing your body. Fresh fruits and vegetables are very alkalizing to your body. But here's a metaphor. If you had a fish, Carol, a little goldfish, and the fish was sick, would you treat the fish or would you change the water?
Well, you'd change the water,
yes,
obviously.
You would. We hope you would, because when the fish is sick, we would always change the water. So in this metaphor, the fish is a metaphor for the human cell, and the water that surrounds the cell, the fish, is our internal environment, the fluids of the body, which make up a majority of our body. Now, remember that 70% of our body is water. You might not feel that, but it is. 30% is matter, and it's the same with each cell and our planet, and I don't think that's a coincidence. So when a cell, and we have over 70 trillion beautiful cells in our body, when a cell is sick and tired, it's because of the environment. But when you begin to alkalize and energize your body, especially with the right kind of water and diet, then you start reclaiming your inner terrain. And, you know, this might not be the most elegant of examples here, but I want to talk for a moment about Russian roulette and family history, because people often ask me, what role does family history play in our health? And family history, it's really just a reflection of lifestyle. And of course, there can be a predisposition of something that's genetic, but it's still the lifestyle as well. And we all have lifestyle triggers. So this is where I often compare it to that game of Russian roulette. If you took a gun and you put in one bullet in the chamber, don't even visualize this, though, but I'm just telling you. And you spin it, and you put the gun to your head, and you pull the trigger. Well, the bullet represents genetics, and the trigger represents your lifestyle. So, and now what I'm about to say is very controversial, and you won't hear many people say this, but I completely agree with this. If you have a predisposition to something like, what, diabetes, heart disease, mm-hmm. breast cancer, that's family related. But we're pulling the lifestyle triggers by over-acidifying the internal environment. And when we do that, then all those symptomologies will be expressed. When we're dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, cancer, type 2 diabetes, these aren't things, Carol, that we get. These are things that we do through our lifestyle choices, through pulling the trigger. And if we stop pulling the trigger and move our lifestyle into more of a cycle of balance, then health will be reflected rather than the symptoms that I've just mentioned. And when you're over acidic, that acidity settles into the weakest spots of your body. And I always call those our dead zones, because like attracts like. So as these acids accumulate within, they'll settle into the weakest part of the body, and that's where the sickness or the disease or the aches and pains will be reflected. But you know me, I like to speak positively too, and here's the good news. We can change everything in our body quickly by changing the diet and drinking the best alkaline water. And I'll tell you in a moment why I do not recommend that you buy bottles of alkaline water in your supermarket or health food store. But you see, here's my holistic approach. Rather than treating any specific disease or ailment or a particular location in the body, like people come to me, they say, my joints hurt, I've got a pain in my back, I'm always tired, whatever it is, my approach is always holistic, and it begins by dealing with the entire fluids of your body. Because remember, 70% of your body is made up of fluids, of water. And when you start alkalizing the fluids in your body, then you're going to impact every cell in the human body. And wow. Often, Carol, people, you know, I'll give a talk and then I'll have a little intermission part. And I haven't told them the details about how to alkalize the body, but I say you want to give up some foods. And they say, I can't do it. How could you ask that of me? I'll never be able to give up coffee, steak, eggs, ham, bacon, chicken, beer, soda pop especially, because they say it's impossible to make the transition. And I even know some people, before they've started working with me, who drink 10 to 15 cans of soda pop a day.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I know. But what happens, and this is so wonderful, you'll love this. When you start to put light and energy and alkalinity and all the extra electrons into your body, which is what you do when you alkalize it, everything starts changing. And you won't even need to give up soda pop or the ham or the bacon or the fried food and artificial coloring and candy, because it gives you up. You will no longer crave it. In other words, you just begin the process of alkalizing your body, and these foods and habits, even smoking, will give you up. It's true. You'll lose your appetite for these other kinds of foods and drink and unhealthy lifestyle, and you'll end up changing the way you eat and live in spite of yourself. You'll actually start craving salads, and you'll lose the taste for sweets and ice creams. And it's amazing what happens. So how I feel is that, and what I do know to be true, is that diabetes, obesity, heart disease, arthritis, cancer, they're not diseases, but they're symptoms of excess acidity. And the same with most other diseases and ailments, including inflammation.
Yep. You know what? Wonderful information, and I know we're going to pick it up. But, you know, we've got a call. We've got a call from France. Can we jump on and do that, and then we'll take a commercial break?
Sure.
We'll take a break. We'll talk to Claire from France, and then what we'll do, let's take a break, and then let's pick this up because, boy, you just really hit on some of the things about the fact that you don't even have to, if you make these changes, you don't even have to really work at it because your body decides to do the work for you and you don't crave those things that you did. But let's jump on and let's take Claire from France. Hi, Claire.
Oh, hello, Carol.
And bonjour. Oh, we can. And how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm happy to that you picked up my call. So,
well, absolutely.
I have a few questions about the health issues. I actually called you a few months ago in August. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember.
I do.
And it was about thyroid imbalance, and I was on thyroid medication at that time. And I stayed on this medication for probably 2 months. And then, you know, I felt better, and I just... I don't know if that's really bad, but I did not go back to my doctor, so I just stopped the medication. So I would like to know if I would still need to take it, if I still have a thyroid imbalance. I feel that it's all right, but I'm better than I used to be, but I'm still tired, and I better have some hormonal imbalance because I have irregular periods. And, I would like to, I would like you to... check that.
Okay.
Maybe some adrenal imbalance as well. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're all actually connected. If the adrenals are out of balance, if the thyroid's out of balance, then we have a lot of the symptomology that, and then it does impact the adrenals and the overall metabolism of the body. And that's one of the primary things besides metabolism is that the thyroid actually helps in the oxidation of glucose. So when it is bound with insulin, then it really, the cells are able to get what they need. So here's where I picked up on it, Claire. You still are low on your thyroid, honey. But instead of saying at this point in time for you to go back on it, I'm going to turn you over to Susan, and then I'm going to come back because I think Susan can offer some perspectives that can help boost that thyroid metabolism. It still is on the low side. You're certainly nowhere where you were when I felt you in August, but it is still on the low side. But my sense is that some of the fatigue that you have going on isn't really thyroid, and it isn't the fact that it's even a little low, but it feels like you've just got other things going on. So, Susan, I'm going to pass her over. You want to jump in there, and then I'll come back and fill in some other blanks in that one?
Yes, yes. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Susan.
And I remember you from before as well.
Oh, that's true. It was you, yeah.
Yes, it was. May we?
I did order that spirulina and the other stuff you asked me to order. I got all that.
Yeah, well, I probably told you to get the Hawaiian spirulina and the Hawaiian astaxanthin. By the way, the Hawaiian spirulina is those are the two supplements you know I always take, but they're very alkalizing in the body. And the Hawaiian spirulina is very beneficial for your thyroid. But the thyroid is not something you want to ignore. You know, every year when you get a physical, it's good to have a physical once a year, you want to make sure the numbers are right on your thyroid because that affects all the systems in your body. And also, if your body gets too acidic, it really begins to shut down the thyroid. So I want to encourage you, Claire, to make sure you go to SusanSmithJones.com and look at my first couple of blogs and my first three or four articles so you can learn a little bit more about the acidity. In a moment, I'll talk to you about this small little kitchen device that makes your tap water purified, filtered, and the perfect pH. I've had one in my office and one in my my kitchen for just under 20 years, and I've never had a problem with them. And when you begin to change the acidity in your body, everything in your body begins to change for the better. And, Claire, you know, you could go to a supermarket or a health food store and you could buy bottled alkaline water, but I never recommend that. And I'll tell you quickly why. First of all, it's way too expensive because you want to drink about 8 glasses of the alkaline water a day and you want to use it for your cooking, so it's way too expensive. Often the plastic, often the water tastes like plastic, and the plastic is leached into the water. And most people don't know that the alkaline water, and you want it to be around 9.5 pH for the water you drink, the alkaline water loses its stability within 2 to 3 days of bottling it. And you know for sure these bottles have been on the shelf for a while. So I recommend, and I get no kickback. I don't get a commission if you buy. I don't own any stock in any company. I don't sell any products. But I highly recommend the Ionizer Plus. It's this device that takes your tap water and it removes contaminants, chlorine, chemicals, taste, and smell, and then it goes through an ultraviolet for disinfection. And then it enters an electrolysis chamber. It's very complicated, but it makes the perfect alkaline water, and I use it for all of my cooking. And even if you're not going to give up your acidic foods and your coffees and sodas and tea, at least you can make your coffee with the alkaline water. It makes recipes taste great. And I do know, Claire, I'll give you a telephone number now, that through the end of the month, they're giving a $300 discount on the Ionizer Plus. I know my sister's not listening. My younger one, I'm giving her one of these for Christmas, and I'm ordering it right after this show. But the company that makes it, they're called High Tech Health. They're in Colorado, so they're Mountain Time. And their toll-free number is 800-794-5355. So if you use my name, Susan, or Susan Jones, or Susan Smith Jones, or SSJ, as a code, through the end of the month, they're going to give you $300 off your purchase. There are four things in my life, Claire and Carol, I'd never be without, because you know I've never taken meds, haven't had a cold or a flu, and it's now 29 years. I wouldn't be without my Ionizer Plus machine, so I get good alkaline water, and I drink it all day, the main reason I'm never sick. I wouldn't be without my Hawaiian astaxanthin and Hawaiian spirulina. And, Claire, through the end of the month, with the code VITALITY, you can get 25% off. This is all on my website. And I wouldn't be without this, and this is rather pricey, and my other sister is getting one for Christmas, and it's an infrared sauna. And I'll just tell you briefly, if you go to my website, and under articles, the first article is the healing power of infrared saunas, because when your body is toxic, it becomes more acidic. And one of the things an infrared sauna does, and it's better than the traditional dry sauna or the wet steam room, I tell you why in the article, but it rids your body through your skin, the biggest eliminative organ, in the sweat, all of these toxins. And so sweating, it's called heat therapy, and it's not only an important part of our physical well-being, but in these modern times of water and airborne pollution, toxic chemicals, terrible diets, heavy metals, and terrible exercise habits, the therapeutic internal cleansing of regular sweating is critical to maintain a healthy body, and it makes your body more alkaline by getting rid of the acidic waste. And, you know, I've used one of these Thermalife infrared saunas for over 15 years. I stopped using saunas in the gym and wellness centers because you sweat out your toxins, and I didn't want to sit where other people have been sweating out their toxins. And you can get a small one that would fit in a one-bedroom apartment that for one person. You could get an eight-person infrared Thermalife sauna, you know, big enough for friends and family, and, you know, or but I got the six-person one just because I like to lie down in it. So, and I know through the end of the month, as a treat for all of your listeners, they're going to give $500 off the purchase of a sauna if you use my name as a code. But at SusanSmithJones.com, click on articles, and the first article is about the healing power of sweating, heat therapy, and infrared saunas.
And, you know, Claire, I'm just going to add one last thing, sweetie, to all of that, is that monitor your how you feel, your vitality and stuff, and some of the things that Susan has talked about. But the thing that I keep picking up is that you've made some major changes in your life in the last few months, and that it's easier for you to express your authentic nature, and to I feel a lot more joy about you, a lot more purposefulness about you. All of those things in my world as a medical intuitive are very alkaline. We're talking about the foods and everything else, and Susan mentioned, and we first started the show, that negative thoughts, negative emotions are also very acidic. But I can feel a lot of psychological changes that you've made in your life in the last couple of months, and how you're looking at life, and that also is helping you tremendously. So I would use Susan's suggestions. I want to congratulate you on the things that you have done. It does still feel a little low, so it would be remiss of me if I didn't say monitor it, see how it is. You know what the symptoms were when it was really out of balance, so then you can start to see if those are coming in and beginning to come up. Then you can step back, evaluate where you are in your life, your lifestyle changes, and then move forward in that. So, and thank you for calling us all the way from France. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. All right. What I want to do, Susan, is, oh, you are most welcome, sweet. I want to take a very quick commercial break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we do have another caller, so we'll start out with that, and then we can wrap up the show telling people how they can find you. So stay tuned. Susan and I are going to be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, I have a very special guest. She's been on the show before, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's here, and we're talking about a very, very common occurrence that happens in the human body called metabolic acidosis. And Edgar Cayce and a lot of the work that he did in helping people be able to restore good health to their body said alkalize, alkalize, alkalize. He was a firm believer that the acidity of the body is detrimental and causes degenerative diseases, and alkalizing and using alkaline in the body restores the body back into that state of balance and good health that it's really designed to be able to maintain. And we've talked about the different foods that we eat. Susan's been very generous with information, and she's just a wealth of information. And so it's been a very interesting topic. And, you know, on top of all of this, golly, she's the author of 25 books. I encourage you to go to her website. I'm going to have her talk to you a little bit more about how to do that. But also, there's all of my friends and family have had her books. And, you know, I don't have any favorite one, but I do have a favorite one, and that's the Joy Factor. And her recipe books are absolutely phenomenal. So welcome back, Susan.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. So before we go in, because we do have another caller, we'd like to get in before the show ends and everything. But again, you've mentioned your website in the first segment. So why don't you fill people in on the wealth of information if you have any special events? And again, please give them the web address, your URL address, so they can get in touch with you.
Yes, yes. It's simple. It's my name. It's SusanSmithJones.com. And every morning before most of you are awake, I write this inspirational quote on the top right and an affirmation down in the sidebar. Today, by the way, today's inspirational quote is, when the body is in good shape, fit, toned, and strong, the mind is affected positively. Everything is connected, body, mind, and spirit. Treat the body well, and your mind will be fragrant with positive thoughts. So if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, now click on the December newsletter, because you'll get lots, first of all, lots of gifts. Right up at the top, there's a book you can get free. You can just click on it. You'll be able to get it. And it's put out by Unity Village. It's called Conscious Cuisine, a full-color cookbook. You'll get the PDF copy. And now, it's not vegan, although there are vegan and vegetarian recipes. But there are lots of recipes you're going to want to make over the holidays. And they had me contribute my 2 cents, or maybe my $20 worth of tips on why certain foods are healthy for you. And with each recipe, you get a picture of it, and you also get a positive affirmation. And then, Carol, on the home page, you can click right there to the left of my photo. You can click the words alkaline water and infrared sauna to learn more about them. You can click to superfoods to learn about astaxanthin and spirulina. And then there are 2 free ebooks. One of them you absolutely want by January 1st. It's called Detoxify and Rejuvenate, because after these holidays of eating lots of rich food and your body will be more acidic, you'll probably want to detoxify. So my free book, it's a free, beautifully designed, full-color ebook I wrote called Detoxify and Rejuvenate. And you get a second one called Nature's Superb Superfoods. You can have those. You just click a button and you'll be able to get the downloads. I'm not sure how much longer I'll offer those, but that's on my website. And even in my December newsletter, we can't leave out the pets, because your pets also need alkaline water and need a healthy lifestyle. So I have tips on how to keep your pets healthy, not just for the holidays, but year round. So all of that is at SusanSmithJones.com. And let's see, right here, the last thing is the affirmation for today. I actually did this at 3 a.m. Here it is. It's, what I need to live fully is on its way to me now, because I'm open to receiving the best. I am richly blessed. My faith carries me through all circumstances, filled with gratitude. I attract miracles today. That's a good affirmation for us all.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of the things I always say is, every day when I get up and do all my quietness and my quiet time and my prayer work and everything, one of the things is today I expect a miracle. Let's jump right in because I do want to take Brian from North Carolina. Hi, Brian. How are you? Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Brian.
Great show. I'm glad that you had mentioned Carol being at 97 degrees because I have been for years and years as well. So good tips on
and I'm a little lower too.
Oh, are you, Susan?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think they say that the really smart, kind people have lower.
Well, I love
that. I'll take that one.
Same here. That just changed that acidosis into alkalinity right then and there.
Right.
So anyway, so Brian, how can Susan and I help you, hon?
Well, my original question had been in regards to the pH testing, first saliva or first urine, because I noticed such a difference between those two, but it sounds like Susan is definitely saying first urine is the more accurate pH to go by.
Yeah, you want to go, and you got to make sure it's the very first one. So, Brian, let's say you get up in the middle of the night. Let's say you get up at 4 and you go to bed, you urinate. Then you go back to bed. Then you get up at 7. You see, it's that first one in the morning, because that gives you the truest reading. And it probably costs $2 or $3 at my CVS here to get the litmus paper. And if Claire's still listening, I want her to test hers as well. But the quickest way to alkalize the body, because 70% of it is water, is through really good alkaline water. And as I said, Brian, I don't recommend bottles because it is too expensive and it's not the right pH. And, Brian, I did a test about 3 weeks ago, and I went to my local Whole Foods. There were 15 brands of alkaline water, and I bought one bottle of each one. And I was like a mad chemist in my kitchen. And I tested each one, and 13 of them did not have the alkalinity number that they claimed on the bottle because it's not stable. One did, but the 15th one tasted so much like the plastic in the bottle. And when you buy an ionizer plus, and remember, through the end of the month, you'll get $300 off, you just hook it up to your kitchen faucet, and it makes the perfect 9.5 alkaline water, absolutely perfect. And in 19 and a half years that I've had two of these devices, I've never had a problem with them ever. And Brian, one more thing. After the water's purified and alkalized from this machine, it also reduces the cluster size of the water molecules from 11 to 16 to just 5 to 6, which means it passes through the cell walls more easily and hydrates and alkalizes the cells more quickly. So whether you care about this, Brian, or not, within 1 to 2 to 3 days at the most of drinking the alkaline water, you'll see a more youthful glow to your skin.
Great. It micromolecularizes the water then so that it's more bioavailable.
Bioavailable, yes. Smaller cluster size of the molecules. So, because you could drink water all day long, and if it's not good water and tap water, it's hard to fully hydrate every cell in your body because the molecule cluster size is so big. So that's something that's amazing about this machine.
I know when you also mentioned just a matter of shifting diet, I've been a vegetarian for a long, long time. But on occasion, I'd like to smoke a cigar. I just thought, a cigar sounds great. I might smoke a handful of them a year. And then when I shifted to adding green smoothies to my vegetarian diet. It was like that. That craving for a, it was like a cigar. Wouldn't even come up.
It gave
as
you
a desire.
Up. That's what I said. When you begin alkalizing the body with the water from the ionizer plus, then these kind of habits will start. And foods, cravings, even smoking, give you up. You don't have to do anything. You'll change for the better in spite of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
also,
thank you so much for all the things you're sharing on your webpage as well this holiday season. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Lots of great stuff in this December newsletter. And that cookbook that Unity gave me to give away this month It's Carol, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go and look at it.
And for those people that maybe haven't saved to get a machine, and I'll find out what it cost today. I know it was much more expensive, like a TV, when I got them 19 years ago. But the quickest, easiest way to alkalize, if you don't have the Ionizer Plus, is just get the Hawaiian spirulina. You just take 3,000 milligrams a day. I get the 1,000 milligram tablets, so I take three a day. And I get the 12 milligram tablets of the Hawaiian astaxanthin, and I take one a day. So I take four little gel, you know, tablets and one gel thing a day. And I'm, you know, and then everyone that comes to me in my private practice, or I go to them worldwide, I always have them get the astaxanthin, the spirulina, the Ionizer Plus, and if they can afford a sauna, they get that. And then there are no more sick days.
Yeah.
The saunas are really nice. I've had the chance to enjoy Farm for Red sauna, and so many people that get claustrophobic and feel like they can't breathe in a normal sauna, the temperatures are so much lower with the Farm for Red.
Exactly. You can even wear jewelry. So I take my spirulina tea in the sauna, the one made by High Tech Health. And again, I said this, they're giving you $500 off through the end of the month. And their number is, by the way, 800-794-5355. I always talk to Emily. She's at Extension 802. She's their product specialist because they sell two things there at High Tech Health in Boulder, Colorado. They sell infrared saunas, known in the industry to be the best ones in the world, that you pass down from generation to generation, and they sell the Ionizer Plus. But talk to Emily, ask her all of your questions. And I like that they have windows on the sauna so you don't feel claustrophobic. And Brian, in my article, if you go over on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, click on article. The first one is the healing power of infrared saunas. And the second picture is a lady lying down in the sauna. Personally,
all right.
I start that way. And then I get out after 20 minutes, and I take a cold shower. I get back in, and then I do the remainder of it sitting up. And
okay.
And it will reverse aging, take away aches and pains, detoxify your body. It gets rid of heavy metals, chemicals, and it is...
Okay, Susan, sorry to have
favorite.
To cut you off, sweetie.
Yeah.
Brian, thank you, honey. Susan, sorry to have to cut you off.
I
can't
know.
Believe how this time passes so quickly. Brian, you have a wonderful holiday, honey, and thank you for calling us and everything.
Bye, Brian.
Bye-bye,
you
Susan.
Are so
have
welcome.
A happy holiday.
So, you know, I'm just going to end with one quick thing. Go to Susan's website, rich with information. I'm going to also share something that I just found out is that I have a vet that I basically have been working with for a long time. And she was working with a dog that had Addison's disease, which is an adrenal disorder. And I need you to know, Susan, that she actually prescribes anthaxanthin.
Yes.
As one of the things
them,
so
I
fabulous.
Give them both to my animals,
yeah.
The spirulina
yeah.
and astaxanthin.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Susan, for joining us. Oh, my gosh, honey, like always, just a wealth of information.
Thank
I hope
you.
That all of you have enjoyed the show. Please do go visit Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, very rich with information. Light and love to all of you. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. You have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.